Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The latest on Yellow Jackets basketball, which means it's time to talk all things Georgia Tech on the Josh Pastner Show.
Oh, he takes the outlet pass. He soars up and dunks it down. Oh, and Moore left a crater under the basket.
We'll hear from Georgia Tech basketball head coach Josh Pastner and other members of the Georgia Tech athletics department as we gear up for another week of Georgia Tech hoops on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports. Now here's the voice of the Jackets, Andy Demetra.
And a very good Monday evening to you. Welcome in to another edition of the Josh Pastner Radio Show, coming off a season-high 96-point effort in a rout of Alabama State on Saturday. Georgia Tech jumps back into conference play with its ECC home opener on Wednesday night, 7:30, right here at McCamus Pavilion, as they take on the Clemson Tigers. Look forward to breaking down that one with you. We'll look back on what transpired at McCamus on Saturday. How about 25 assists, a season high? Only 5 turnovers committed, and a lot of wealth being spread around for the Yellow Jackets. And we look forward to breaking it all down with your questions as well. The phone lines are open tonight. 404-231-1680, 404-231-1680. You can also tweet your questions right here to me, at Andy Demetra. But, of course, you want to hear from the head coach himself, Josh Pastner, who joins us now. Coach, good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing well, Andy. How are you doing?
Doing well. Shall we break down Alabama State?
Yeah. You know, we can talk Alabama State. you know, we only had one game this week. Mm-hmm. So we can talk. I like to talk a lot about this week, obviously, about the game, because there's a lot that went into the game, but also what's leading up to the game with the finals week all went into the whole deal. I came running down the stairs. That's why I'm out of breath a little bit.
You catch your breath. I'll give you some numbers there for you and for
all
the fans.
And we have a lot to talk about a big game on Wednesday as well, too, with Clemson. I mean, I'd rather not just save the last few minutes of that in the last segment, because there's a lot to talk about that upcoming game. So go ahead.
All right, so 54% shooting. You had a 55-point first half. It was your highest scoring half since the second half of the Wake Forest game, your ACC opener 2018-19. It was Georgia Tech's most points in the first half since November of 2015, when they hung 56 against Wisconsin-Green Bay. 13 of 24 three-point shooting. The 25 assists is impressive. Only 5 turnovers, though. For a while there, you were threatening to tie the school record for fewest turnovers in a game. You've talked often this year about playing the right way, and just the numbers that I decided, they're very gaudy, and I think they tell some of how you guys played the right way on Saturday. But on a more granular level, how would you say Saturday's game kind of represented what you've meant by playing the right way and then getting the results you did?
Yeah, that 2018, I'm going to go back to that 2019. That was the most points in the first half, you're saying, that we've had since that point?
Yes.
So
it was your most points in the first half since Tusculum your first year. Most points in the first half versus Division I opponent since Green Bay 2015. Most points in a half overall since the ACC opener. You had 59 in the second half versus Wake Forest.
Second half. I knew it was the second half. Yeah, I remember the game. That's why I you said second half. Okay. That's it first. Okay, a couple things. One is, let me talk about leading up to this week. This is not an easy week going into this game because of Georgia Tech, Georgia Institute of Technology. And, our young student-athletes, our young men, they are in school. And this is a really hard, challenging school that is that is real. And it's one of the most toughest and rigorous curriculums in the country. And, you know, that we had to deal with the finals and trying to find time where everybody was able to be on the practice floor at the same time because of the different final schedules. This wasn't like it's not like class schedules where you know where it is, where you had a block of time to get on the floor. This was a final schedule that you just got to you know, you got to work around to make sure you give guys the opportunity to take the final. Tons of studying groups and tutors and all that stuff throughout the course of the week. And then on top of that, we were like a MASH unit when it comes to, you know, our amount of injuries that we had and trying to even get guys to practice and just being able to do that for the course of the week. I mean, we were literally just had a bunch of guys just banged up and, you know, really on the injured reserve in the IR in a sense, you know, just because of the amount of injuries we had. That being said, it was not an easy week leading up to the game. And look, I don't take any game for granted, and everybody knows that. I don't take any team for granted. I know that everybody in this day and age, everybody's good. Everyone you play is well coached, got good players, and you can take nobody for granted. There's not that margin of error anymore.
I mean, heck, the SWAC beat three Pac-12 teams that challenge earlier this year. They can play some ball in that
league. It's wide open. I mean, the whole country of college basketball, which makes it exciting, is just anybody can beat anyone on any given night. There's not that, you know, margin between teams anymore. There's the parity, which makes it really neat. But going into the game on Saturday, I decided to start that group. And I changed the starting lineup, Andy. And I really, you and I talked in the pregame, and I really didn't know what was going to be available to me literally until warm-up. So you and I did our pregame, but, you know, until you go in warm-ups and until the final time we go out on the floor, do I know how guys are feeling because of the amount of the we are banged up or, you know, just kind of, you know, not able to practice because of injuries. And a couple guys were sick. A couple guys, you know, there's a lot of stuff going around right now with just, you know, I know for the last couple of years COVID's been the big thing. But, you know, guys, there's still a lot of things of just colds and flus and, you know, throat stuff and just, you know, sinus infections. There's just a lot of that stuff. And so we got hit with that as well, too. But I really didn't know who was going to be available until we really showed up in game time. But I felt most comfortable starting the group I did because those five guys practiced all week. Those five guys were the five guys that did not miss anything. And again, I wouldn't hold anybody. There's no discipline for missing practice due to an injury or anything like that. That's not why. It's just I just felt, you know, I was concerned about our rhythm. Guys who hadn't practiced for a while and who've been banged up, I was concerned about our rhythm and their conditioning. And of course, you know, I just felt those five guys had practiced all week. They had done all the running. And I just felt it was the right thing as in terms of our team. And I felt it was going to give us our best chance to give us our best start in the game, just based on alone if they've had the rhythm going of practicing all week. Yep. Whereas some of the other guys, again, injuries are part of the game. Things happen. You don't hold that against anybody, but it's the facts are when you don't practice, you can lose your conditioning and your rhythm for a while. And I just wanted to make sure we got off to a good start, and it worked itself out. That group that we started gave us a great lift. You know, cause Debo Coleman all week had issues with his Achilles. You know, Debo's, you know, tough, hard nose, and he's played through a lot of things, and you know, you got to be real careful on that Achilles. He's had issues with his Achilles, so he's, you know, I didn't know if he was going to play. We had Davon Smith had hurt his ankle in the Carolina game, so he was out for most of the week trying to rehab his ankle. Obviously, Javon Franklin was out all week. He's questionable for Wednesday versus Clemson, but he was not able to play due to the groin. You got to be careful on those groins. You don't want to rush anyone back on that. Lance Terry had hurt his head a couple days into the week and was out, and he was questionable playing for this past Saturday, but he was able to play and did a nice job. And I think that's and then Miles Kelly was sick, but he was able to practice all week. He did practice. He did have a viral infection, but he was able to practice. But look, I felt those guys did a nice job. And you know, Kyle Sturtevant, you look at his stat line, 8 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, Tristan Maxwell, prior to that game, his numbers weren't great shooting-wise, even though he hadn't turned the ball over all season long. I knew he was a better shooter than that. We all knew that. And he had a great week of practice, and it went into him making the shots and played the right way, hit those two threes to kind of get us going, and they were good looks and good shots. And
also had a career high in assists.
Had four assists,
only one turnover.
One turnover, that last turnover there in that corner, but did a nice job on the defensive rebounds in terms of cracks and rotational rebounds that we talk about a lot. Miles Kelly was, you could tell he was still a little bit affected from the sickness throughout the week. Actually, as well as we shot the three-point shot, as good of a shooter as Miles Kelly is, he was the worst technically percentage-wise in that game for three-point shooting.
Well, it's interesting because all season long, your three-point percentage has been propped up by Miles and Debo. Those guys were a combined 37% from three. The rest of the team was hovering around 22% in that Alabama State game. Miles and Debo combined to shoot 2 of 7, but the rest of the guys – we're 9 of 17,
yeah.
So it's nice to see those roles inverse.
Yeah. And I thought obviously Rodney Howard gave us a double-double, and I just thought he was good in his transition runs. I thought he was good with his, he's really gotten better. He's gotten better. You can just see his ability to make this jump shot, his ability to go at the glass. He made a couple shots off the glass, his dunking, I think he had a stretch there where he hit, 13 shots in a row, Andy?
Yeah, between the last two shots he made against Northeastern, he was 4 of 4 versus Georgia, 3 of 3 versus North Carolina, made his first 4 versus Alabama State. So, yeah, there was a point there where he had made 13 consecutive from the field.
And then I thought Jalen Moore was really good. I thought he was really, really good. I just thought he exerted his ability. I got on Jalen earlier the day before, just said, hey, man, you've got to leave it all on the floor. Like we can't be having, because your ceiling is so high. And I felt in North Carolina, he just left a lot on the floor. And he was sick during that course of that week. But we need Jalen to be really good. And his ability, his ceiling is really high. And he needs to be a great offensive rebounder for us. His glass coverage. We were much better on the glass this game as well, too. Excuse me. Because I was disappointed in Carolina that not only were we not – and again, Javon got hurt, so he was out versus Carolina. But we weren't good in transition offense. We weren't good in transition defense. And we weren't good on the offensive glass. And those are bad combinations. Excuse me. But versus Alabama State versus Alabama State, we were good in those areas. And Jalen just really emptied his tank, exerted the energy out on the floor that needed to be done, the second and third efforts. And I thought Davon came in and gave us good minutes. It still was his ankle was still tender. I thought Debo came in and gave us really good minutes and kind of got his first course of action up and down all week. And Lance Terry came in and was really good for us, hit big shots, hit big rebounds. And Jordan Mecca and Curl gave us good minutes, and so it was a good win for the Jackets. Anytime you can score 96 points, have the margin of victory. And look, we took care of business that we needed to take care of business, and that was important. And as you mentioned, only 5 turnovers. We're top 10 in the country, both in all the NC2A. We're top 10 in the country in both three-point percentage defense and turnovers. Least turnovers in on the offense, and I'm really proud of our guys on that. Because as you mentioned, I have harped on about playing the right way, and I just felt there was that stretch during Fort Myers. We did not play the right way. We did not play the right way. It didn't sit well with me. It ruined my Thanksgiving, and we just were not good. We didn't play team basketball. We didn't play Georgia Tech basketball, and we've continued to get better about understanding about playing the right way, that it's not my shot, it's our shot. It's the open man's the go-to man. The go-to man's the open man, making the right reads, the cutting and how we play and giving yourself up and understanding that the star of the team is the team. It's no one individual. We don't have that. For us to be successful in this ACC, it's got to be about team, team, team. And only through the unity of the team will the individual flourish. Only through the unity of the team will the individual flourish. And so it's all about team. The star of the team is the team. And we've gotten better about playing the right way. And I'm so proud. Only 5 turnovers, 25 assists on 37 made field goals, but only 5 turnovers. And the Georgia Tech record was 4, and it was back in the Lethal Weapon 3 when they were playing LSU in the NCAA tournament game, which is just incredible. We only had 4 turnovers in that situation against that team, against LSU. But we had 5. I would have loved for us to have the record. We had 2 at half, and then Kirill had 2, and then Tristan had his first one all year in that corner right in front of our bench that didn't allow us to at least tie the record. But overall, it was a great win.
Yeah, if that's a blast, it was a pretty faint one.
But we are top 10 in both categories, which is really neat. Top 10 in three-point percentage defense and top 10 in least turnovers in the country.
You're going to be facing the very hot shooting three-point team in Clemson this Wednesday, 7:30 p.m.
They're one of the top 10 in the country in three-point offense.
There you go. So you know what to lock in on at McCamish Pavilion on Wednesday night. We will continue the conversation with head coach Josh Pastor. Phone lines are open, 404-231-1680. Mike from Chattanooga, you've been waiting patiently. Hang tight through the commercial break. We will give you the entire runway to entertain your question for Coach Pastor on the other side of the break. This is the Josh Pastor Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
Introducing Hella Vienna Lager from Atlanta's own New Realm Brewing Company, the official craft beer of Georgia Tech Athletics. All season long, reach for New Realm's easy drinking dark lager or New Realm's number one selling hazy like a fox IPA. And check out their location on the Eastside Beltline Trail. Expect great locally sourced food from their on-site scratch kitchen, craft beer brewed in-house, handmade cocktails, plus live music and much more at 550 Somerset Terrace. Visit NewRealmBrewing.com for more.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
This holiday season, Lexus wants you to remember. It's not just the thought that counts. It's your thought. Because no matter how much time you spend picking out the perfect gift, the only thing they'll really care about is that it's from you. Here's to experiences they'll continue to cherish. Season after season, make this December one to remember together. See your Atlanta area Lexus dealer.
Georgia Tech is out for victory. My family and I love gearing up in our gold and white to watch the Yellow Jackets take to the court. And as a proud partner of Georgia Tech basketball, Scana Energy is part of all the action. So make some noise for the Ramblin' Wreck and join my family and Scana Energy in cheering on the Yellow Jackets this season.
Sign up with Scana today and get up to $100. Call 877-GO-SCANA or visit scanaenergy.com/jackets for details. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the SUVs of the future for everyone. Like Ford Escape, Edge, or Explorer. All named IIHS top safety picks with specific headlights. One of the many reasons why so many love Ford SUVs. Because the SUVs of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford SUVs. Drive one today.
Apartments.com has the most pet-friendly listings and realistic virtual tours. Now, we're taking it one step further by testing a cutting-edge new feature, virtual reality tours for pets. We'll just strap this headset onto Sprinkles here. Hold still, kitty. Hey, he's run amok. Uh-oh.
I don't think he likes this, sir.
Yeah, get the things off the kitty. Virtually tour pet-friendly listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
The latest on Yellow Jackets basketball. It's the Coach Josh Pastner Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Fans, there's magic when we cheer together. Let's create some magic with an ice-cold Coke. Cheers. As we welcome you back to the Josh Pastner Show on this Monday night. He's Josh Pastor. I'm Andy Demetra. The phone number for you is 404-231-1680. You know that opening segment. We got to let Coach Pastor pontificate a little. Now let's open those phone lines. And Mike in Chattanooga, you are now live. Go ahead with your question for head coach Josh Pastor.
Hey, Andy. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I got two questions, one offense and one defense. Which one you want first?
Mike, whatever you got, you can just throw them both out, and I'll answer them both. And I really appreciate you calling, appreciate you listening. We don't take it for granted. Thank you for being a loyal Yellow Jacket supporter. But go ahead and ask them both, and I'll answer both. Just go ahead and ask them both.
Okay, I'm going to go back in time a little bit to the Utah game. I meant to call in last week but forgot. But anyway, the Utah game, I was able to watch that on TV. And, you know, the first half was very frustrating to watch. And it's offense, right? It's the Princeton. It's the, you know, it's I guess my observation is that sometimes it seems like we come down the court and the first 8 to 10 seconds are winding the clock down and they're throwing the ball, passing, you know, playing catch out 20 feet from the basket. And there's just not a lot of there's not a lot of friction. And what I mean by that is it doesn't seem like there's a lot of screening and picking. And I mean, you've got some good shooters on the team, but you know, even good shooters need a few inches and need a little space and some separation. And it just seems like there wasn't enough friction there. Now, to your credit, in the second half, you started doing some high-low action and you got some good friction. And if you guys had played like that in the first half, I think you'd have won the game. So my first question is, have you guys thought much about how to get some more friction in the offense in that first 8 to 10 seconds? I mean, you watch a lot of teams come down. As soon as they get down the court, man, they're looking to get a shot. They don't want to run the clock down and have to force something up and when you're under a lot of pressure. And good defensive teams, if you don't put that friction in there, they'll stay on you, and then your good shooters all of a sudden don't look so good. So that's my first one on offense. Second one on defense, man, I was like, he's got to do it now. He's got to do it now. And what I'm talking about is the Georgia game. And great win for Georgia Tech. Appreciate that game a lot. But in the second half, Georgia seemed to be able to drive the lane at will. And, I mean, they were getting shots 3-5 feet from the rim. Now, granted, some of them they pulled out of their bulldog butts. And, you know, to their credit, they made some of those. And they were tough shots. But I kept thinking, Jesus, you know, they're driving that lane so easy. Certainly at the timeout or after a made bucket or something, Josh is going to switch up, throw the 1-3-1 freak on them, I shouldn't call it a freak. I'll call it a hybrid because I still don't. I even played guard. I still don't understand the rules of your guards on that 1-3-1. But I love it. I love it. It's great defense, and you've done great with it. But I kept thinking, surely Josh is going to throw that 1-3. Make him make a long one out of the corner. Right? But you kept on the man-to-man. They kept driving down the lane. So what was your thought process is what I'm curious about in that second half against Georgia when they were driving that lane like that.
Yep, Mike,
I hope some of that made some sense.
No, absolutely. Let me answer both questions. Appreciate you calling on that and appreciate you listening and calling in. Let me first address the offensive question, then I'll go to the defense. One, the Utah game, and I'm going to do more of a 30,000-feet view of your question, but initially for the Utah game, I thought both Utah, that whole time in Fort Myers, Mike, we were not good. And we didn't. And regardless, take out the offense for a second, I just didn't think we played the right way. We didn't play the right team basketball. We didn't get off to good starts in either game down there in Fort Myers. We weren't sharing the basketball. We weren't cutting hard. You know, I had talked about having like the disease of me was creeping into our team during those games, and it creeped in and it crept in and it got into and it affected us. And I don't blame the student athletes on that. I put that on me. I allowed it to kind of creep in, and the disease of me mentality just really infected our team, and it wasn't good. And I don't care what offense or defense or how good of players you have, you're not winning any game when you play like that. And my teams don't, in all my 14 years as head coach, rarely have ever had issues of disease. I mean, there's times where things happen part of teams, but I usually able to nip it in the bud. It crept in, but I was able to hopefully kill the virus in a sense and really nip that in the bud after those two games, and kind of course correct and rechange on that. Regarding your question about on the, and again, not as much about the Utah part, because I didn't think, again, we just didn't play the right way and we had a bad two games down there. Mike, let me say this. We want to play fast in transition. That was one of the things that we discussed in a Carolina game. We didn't get, like versus Carolina, we didn't get any transition offensive points. People have, including you, Mike, and other fans, I know they talk about the Princeton. Like, we don't run just Princeton. I mean, we run Princeton as in terms of the structure of what we run, but into dribble drive, into different things. And you're 100% right, Mike. We've got to score more in transition. And I thought we were much better against Alabama State. Granted, I understand that it wasn't North Carolina or Utah we were playing on Saturday. But we need to score. That's something that we've talked about over and over based on this year's team and the speed and the athletes that we have. And we're not an overly big team. We've got to score in transition. That is a point of emphasis. And we weren't scoring in transition in Fort Myers. And we weren't playing at the pace that needed to be played at. So our objective off of a missed shot is we want to score in the first 8 to 10 seconds. We do not want to run our half-court offense in those first 8 to 10 seconds in transition. We want to get a clean rebound, a clean outlet. We want to sprint and occupy both corners. If a guy's coming behind us, push the guy through. We want to rim run to as fast as we can. We want to play in those first to 8, 10 seconds off of a miss and try to score. Off of misses or off of turnovers, we do not want to pull it out. We want to play and score in the first 8 to 10 seconds. Then from there, if we don't have anything or the team's done a good job of getting back, we need off of a miss to flow quicker and faster into our half-court offense and having better pace and getting into that quicker. And then from there, the ending clock, we run a lot of dribble drive stuff that as I call it, the play after the play, Mike, we get into dribble drive action, playing downhill, trying to conquer multiple paint touches, those type of things. And so that is an emphasis of us, and we've got to be better at that. And I thought we took a good step on that on Saturday. And again, the competition rises at another level on Wednesday, and I get that. But we've got to try to generate more opportunities, and that's the reason we didn't score enough in North Carolina. I go back to the Carolina game was strictly because we got no transition opportunities. And you go back to the Utah, we sort of won the game versus Utah. We missed free throws. We missed open shots. We clawed our way back. But again, we didn't do a great job in transition offense. I agree with you. And there were some things that, you know, that was a bigger deal that really hurt us down there. And then regarding your defensive question, Mike, I appreciate the kind words on the zone. I've said this before. Most people say now we're like the John Chaney of the zones of Temple back in the day because our zones are really hard to figure out. Most people will tell you that we've surpassed Syracuse and all those Syracuse teams because we do have a really good zone. That being said, I felt in that segment of the Georgia, both teams were playing back and forth, and we were scoring at a high clip. And they, you know, Mike, they, as you mentioned, they hit a couple of really tough shots. The kid Roberts was getting great buckets. He did get some deep in the paint. We talk about in our ball screen coverage, the guy guarding the ball's got to war over. He's got to really crack his legs over onto the defender, onto the offensive guy setting the screen, warring over. But some of our screening coverages weren't as good as needed to be that we allowed some middle penetration. So maybe the guy guarding the person over, we call him the plug man. The plug was too low or wasn't over enough. The plug man needs to be higher and faking and fading with his outside foot and jabbing. So he's in a stunt position towards the ball. So the ball handler feels that the floor is shrunk and crowded. We talk about all five guys guarding the basketball. And at that time, in our man defense, there we had a couple breakdowns. Now, granted, we were able to get some stops. Our zone had, we did play zone. I mean, Mike, we started the zone in the second half against Georgia, and that got us in the game. I think we went on a 9 or 11-0 run in that second half. Starting out, we did some different zones, but during that stretch that you're talking about, they made some tough shots. Got to give Georgia credit. we tried some different defensive coverages, and then some of the stops that we were able to get, we tried some different segments of what we wanted to do, you know, in ball screen coverage. But based on how it was and we were trading baskets, I had a concern about in our zone where we're going to give up a corner three. And you mentioned about giving up a corner shot. You know, at the time I was concerned about giving up a corner three because I just felt we needed to get a stop, and I didn't know if our zone was ready for that just at that point. I felt a little more comfortable with man. Again, looking back at the tape, they hit some great shots. Actually, there was a few times where we had good defense.
Just better offense.
Better offense, yeah. And that's part of the deal, and that happens. And so, but we'll keep tinkering and keep tweaking and keep adjusting, and I do think we're on the right path. I really like our team, Mike. We're better than what we were in Fort Myers. I thought we played really well in transition on Saturday. Again, I understand the competition level. It'll ratchet up on Wednesday. But hey, it is what it is. You're still playing 5-on-5, and our offense is good. We're top 10 in the country. Mike, you know, I'll also say this. You watch a lot of basketball around the country. I mean, I won't name the names. I watch games on Saturday by two top 25 teams, multiple teams. All they do, you say, you know, teams, people say, well, they just dribble. They give the ball a headache, pound, 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 give it a migraine. Yes, they've each team's got you know, multiple pros, but it's not fun basketball to watch. I don't know. Maybe certain people like it, but I think cutting and moving and the ball and attacking and you're right, Mike. We want to play in transition, and we've got to be better at scoring in the first 8 to 10 seconds. That is a point of emphasis, has been from us from the summer, fall, and that's something that's got to be cleaned up. And we have been better at it. And I don't know what we're averaging on the year in points per game right now. I know it wasn't enough against North Carolina, but like even versus Georgia, we had 79. Utah and Marquette, like I said, are the issue in that deal there. But I like the cutting and the moving and not standing. And that's what we've been successful with that into our system. Do you have the points per game?
73.1. And if
73.
I may interject, we are a little overdue for a break.
Okay,
how about
I'll
we
get
resume
you a break.
The
there we go. I hope that answers both questions for Mike.
You know, it is an occupational hazard with you doing this show. We're going to be behind break schedules. But that's okay because we enjoy hearing you articulate your basketball insights to our fans. Mike, we appreciate the call. 404-231-1680 if you want to chime in with your question for Josh Pastor tonight. We'll take a timeout here on the Josh Pastor Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
Apartments.com has the most pet-friendly listings and realistic virtual tours. Now, we're taking it one step further by testing a cutting-edge new feature, virtual reality tours for pets. We'll just strap this headset onto Sprinkles here. Hold still, kitty. Hey, he's running amok. Uh-oh.
I don't think he likes this, sir.
Yeah, get the things off the kitty. Virtually tour pet-friendly listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
This holiday, whether you're roasting a Kroger Simple Truth Turkey for 40 or making a Murray's Baked Brie for 2, whether you're baking a pie with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples like Grandma's or ordering Private Selection cream pies when Grandma's pie is all gone, Kroger has fast, fresh delivery and free pickup, so you can make holiday meals that bring you all together to create memories that last. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Georgia is our home. That's why at Georgia Power, we're building the future of energy. Over the last decade, we've invested nearly $10 billion to strengthen the electric grid, installing new substations, upgrading transformers, moving power lines underground, and investing in cleaner energy. We're making the electric grid more resilient and reliable for you and for future generations. At Georgia Power, we know that making smart investments today prepares us to meet our customers' needs tomorrow.
Introducing Hella Vienna Lager from Atlanta's own New Realm Brewing Company, the official craft beer of Georgia Tech Athletics. All season long, reach for New Realm's easy drinking dark lager or New Realm's number one selling hazy like a fox IPA. And check out their location on the East Side Beltline Trail. Expect great locally sourced food from their on-site scratch kitchen, craft beer brewed in-house, handmade cocktails plus live music and much more at 550 Somerset Terrace. Visit NewRealmBrewing.com. For more.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Looking for the perfect game day, or really any day food? Panko Chicken is your answer. You've never tasted anything as crave-worthy as Panko's award-winning healthier chicken tenders, sandwiches, and their tacos are off the chain. It's Panko's unique Japanese-American spin that makes their chicken the crispiest, juiciest, and most flavor-packed chicken you've ever tasted. Panko also has a large selection of incredible vegan and vegetarian options. With locations throughout the metro area, it's easy to satisfy your healthy craving for the best chicken in Atlanta. Check them out at PankoChicken.com.
Georgia Tech basketball continues to buzz. Now more of the Coach Josh Pastner Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Georgia Tech versus Clemson. Jackets have won three straight at home versus the Tigers who come into McCamus Pavilion Wednesday night, 7:30. The tip time, our airtime on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports at 4 o'clock. And how about this, Coach? In those last three home games versus Clemson, you're facing a team with plenty of firepower. Clemson's 15th in the nation in three-point shooting. They lead the ACC 40.2%. But in your last three home games against Clemson, you guys are averaging 48% from three.
Against Clemson.
Against Clemson, well, your last three home games, no surprise, they've all been wins.
Yeah, when you shoot from the three-point range like that, it doesn't matter who you're playing, you're going to have chances to win the game. That's what we've talked about shooting is so important. But, yes, I hope we can shoot 50% from three on Wednesday. That would really help. I think this Clemson team is really good. I think, I'm a big fan of Brad Brunell. I think he's a great coach. They run a great program. It's interesting. They lost four guys from their last year's team in Dawes, who's really good. Their little guard Honor, I think he went to Minnesota. Dawes went to Seton Hall,
David Collins uses eligibility. Yep, Nas Bohannon was also another guy.
Yeah, and I had thought that could they take a step back? But they're, it's interesting. You just never know. That's what's so beautiful about sports and team basketball is. Addition through subtraction. I mean, again, those guys they lost are good players, but maybe without those guys, it opened up some other areas because it moved Chase Hunter, who's having his best year since he's been in college, to the point guard spot. And he's playing point, and he's our leading scorer, shooting almost 50% from three. He's really playing at a high level, where if those other guys were back, he would not be at the point guard. That just shows you how addition through subtraction. I think – is it Hunter Tyson or Tyson Hunter? I keep missing.
It's Hunter Tyson.
Tyson.
Yeah.
I know he's number five.
Got to beware of those two first names. Yeah,
I know he's number five. That's what I do know. And I think he's really good. I think he's one of the best players in the ACC. I think he's a key cog in what Clemson does. I think Chase Hunter is one of the most improved players in the ACC. Yeah. Obviously, P.J. Hall, who we recruited heavily and hard for, is number 24 for Clemson, is really good. And he's shooting over 40%, was 3-for-3 last week on Saturday versus Richmond. And then they got the transfer from Boston College, Galloway, who's a deep-range three-point shooter. He's changed his body. He looks good. He's a great three-point shooter. Hemingway, number 12, who can really shoot it. As you mentioned, he's a career 43% three-point shooter. We've guarded him well. Mm-hmm. We've done a nice job on him.
What's interesting is for the players they've lost, the guys that you mentioned – they're all juniors, seniors. Tyson, he's a fifth-year guy. Yeah. He's using his COVID year. And so they have some veterans who know how to play well within Brad Brunell's system.
Well, and Tyson is number five. I think he's the key to their team, and he's really good. And that's where I go back to at the beginning of the year, that the COVID year and when this happened, I felt everyone who was going to be a senior – deserve to have their COVID year back. Not everybody else. And I think that's messed up a lot of things because there's guys playing in our league this year that should not be playing. They should have been moving on to their next phase of life. I mean, that's the part of college basketball. You shouldn't be getting This isn't the NBA where you get a 10-year contract and a 12-year contract. You have a window, and that's part of what makes college athletics great. And I felt in the COVID year, everyone should have been granted an additional year that was a junior going into their senior year of that year. That's it. Not everybody else. And because what happens is you look in the league, Notre Dame, Virginia Tech, Clemson, I can go on and on. These guys who should be gone, they should not be playing in college basketball. I can give you multiple other guys on different teams. They should not be playing. They should have been left as the proper maturation. Again, I'm not mad at them or anything, because that's allow the rule. But I had felt I felt in the COVID year, everybody should have got an additional year that was going to be a rising senior.
Okay.
That's how I felt at that time. That being said, that is what it is. And so, you know, there's no excuse or no, you know, it's just what it does is, you know, because getting old really matters in this league. I think it's a big deal. And the natural maturation of that is the key part on how to get old. So the COVID year has changed on that. And certain guys in the league that, because they've used the additional year, it's per the rules. There's nothing against the rules. It's been allowable. So you've got to deal with it. It makes a guy like Clemson, number five, Hunter Tyson. I just know number five, and he's really good.
Look, in your defense, it's confusing. They have a Chase Hunter and a Hunter Tyson.
Yeah. But that being said, I know he's a really good player, and I think he's the key to their team, and he's one of the best players in the
ACC. Why do you think he's the key to their team?
Well, because he can just do multiple things. I think he's one of the best players in the ACC. You look at his stats, you know, he's not their leading scorer, but I think he's like their second or third leading scorer.
Second leading scorer, rebounder.
He's their leading rebounder. He's a great offensive rebounder. He's great in the post. He shoots over 40% from three. He can really pass, and he's just a really good basketball player. He knows how to cut. He knows how to move. He knows how to dive. Knows how to find the open seams. He's just good. He's a good player, and he plays like he's an older veteran. That's how he plays, and so credit to him on that. He's really good, and so and I was just going to tell you something about him, and I just lost my train of thought. But that all being said, I just think Clemson's really good. I think that they're really well coached. They're really good offensively, run a lot of good actions. They're a very good three-point shooting team. And we've had some great games against Clemson in our time here. We've had great wins. I mentioned the win. How about the win right before the COVID thing happened? We had a great win at their place. And then we had the one where we lost, the one where they hit the buzzer shot. And last year at their spot, it went back and forth. We won the game here earlier. So there's been a lot of really great games between us and Clemson, of real barn burners. And so it's been a good basketball for both teams.
No, it's always been an end-of-your-seat series of late. Home team has won the last four games in this series. We'll see if we can make that streak five come Wednesday
night. Yes, I hope. I would like to make it five. That would be a good thing.
And we look forward to seeing you here at McCamish for that again. 7:30 is when we tip off. We'll be on the air with our pregame coverage at 7 o'clock. Much rather, though, us hear you than you hear us, because that means you guys are here at McCamish. We'll take another timeout. Again, the number to call, 404-231-1680. You can also tweet your question to me, at Andy Demetra. We'll continue with more of the Josh Pastor Show after this on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
Everybody has a jillion things going on these days, so at Apartments.com, we help you stay on top of your apartment search with powerful tools like saved searches and instant alerts.
Alert.
You just enter what you want.
Alert.
Like location, price, and amenities.
Alerto.
And Apartments.com will alert you as soon as those places become available.
Alert. Here's your perfect place. Thanks, me.
And you can customize your alerts. Somehow I think I set mine to Mr. Snarky.
You do hear me.
Maybe I can change mine to British. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
This holiday, whether you're roasting a Kroger Simple Truth Turkey for 40 or making a Murray's Baked Brie for two, whether you're baking a pie with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples like Grandma's or ordering Private Selection cream pies when Grandma's pie is all gone, Kroger has fast, fresh delivery and free pickup, so you can make holiday meals that bring you all together to create memories that last. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, Lexus wants you to remember. Nothing feels as good as making others feel good. Those so-called feel-good holiday films, they can't hold a gingerbread-scented candle to the feeling of giving them something that gives them all the feels. Make this December one to remember. Together.
See your Atlanta area Lexus dealer.
Georgia Tech is out for victory. My family and I love gearing up in our gold and white to watch the Yellow Jackets take to the court. And as a proud partner of Georgia Tech basketball, Scana Energy is part of all the action. So make some noise for the Ramblin' Wreck and join my family and Scana Energy in cheering on the Yellow Jackets this season.
Sign up with Scana today and get up to $100. Call 877-GO-SCANA or visit scanaenergy.com/jackets for details. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the SUVs of the future for everyone. Like Ford Escape, Edge, or Explorer. All named IIHS top safety picks with specific headlights. One of the many reasons why so many love Ford SUVs. Because the SUVs of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford SUVs. Drive one today.
Apartments.com has the most pet-friendly listings and realistic virtual tours. Now, we're taking it one step further by testing a cutting-edge new feature, virtual reality tours for pets. We'll just strap this headset onto Sprinkles here. Hold still, kitty. Hey, he's running amok. Uh-oh.
I don't think he likes this, sir.
Yeah, get the things off the kitty. Virtually tour pet-friendly listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
There's no better source on Georgia Tech hoops than the coach. This is the Coach Josh Pastner Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Yellow Jacket fans, be sure to visit georgiapower.com/community to learn new ways to stay connected. Georgia Power, the official energy sponsor of Georgia Tech Athletics, Power on Georgia. The Josh Pastner Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network. He's Josh Pastner. I'm Andy Demetra, getting you set for Tech and Clemson Wednesday night at McCamish Pavilion. You'd mentioned Davon Smith was hobbled a bit with his ankle for the Alabama State game. Didn't need to use him much, only 15 minutes off the bench. He still contributed 3 assists, no turnovers. I don't know if you checked today. Davon Smith leads the ACC right now in assist-to-turnover ratio. I mean, that's remarkable given where he was last season to be playing with that kind of ball security now where he's number one in the ACC, 38 assists, just 14 turnovers. That's really a testament to how he's developed in your system.
Yeah, really proud of Davon on that, and he's continued to play the right way. To my point, Mike, earlier, just, you know, about playing the right way, where I felt we didn't do that in the Fort Myers. He had that great play where he drove it, played off of 2 feet at the basket, at the block, right in the second half, and didn't force anything. Pivoting, we don't just talk about pivots; we talk about pivoting, multiple pivots, and I think that's really really important. Playing off of 2 feet, our survival in our program since I've been the head coach here has been about player development, has been about getting guys better. That doesn't happen overnight. And look at Davon. I mean, if you look at last year, I mean, he really struggled for us, you know, and I mean, there's times where, you know, I put him right on the bench and didn't play him at times. Towards the end of the year, I thought he started turning the corner, but I'm so proud of Davon because the jump that he's made, the improvement that he's made, he's a really good basketball player right now. And, listen, he's still got to get better in a lot of areas, but I'm so proud of him. He's put a lot of time and effort in. His jump from last year to this year, his improvement, you can visually see it, that he's continuing to play the right way. His ball security, making the right decisions, keeping things simple and hitting singles. You know, I'm just so joyed to hear that. And it's a great stat to have, and really, really proud of Davon.
He had arguably his best game of the season last year at home versus Clemson. Had 16 points, 8 rebounds, had a career high in assists, which still stands, equaled that in the Georgia game, but he was all over.
And he was great on the offensive boards. Plus, he's one of the best guard defensive rebounders in the country, too.
Mm-hmm. Not bad for somebody who's you know, maybe 6 feet, but when you got a 44.5-inch vertical,
he's becoming a really good player, and you know, and again, granted, he's still got to get better in areas now because listen, I don't want to cry over what's it called
spilled milk.
Spilled milk. he technically has, because of the COVID year, he technically has, 3 years left after this year? Because this is his third year, so he has 2 years left. So technically next year would have been his senior, but if he wants to use it, he's got two additional years. So, you know, it is what it is. So I'm complaining about it for other guys and other teams, but maybe we can take advantage of it with our team.
All right, we'll take one final timeout, wrap things up here with head coach Josh Pastor. It's the Josh Pastor Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Georgia Tech is out for victory. My family and I love gearing up in our gold and white to watch the Yellow Jackets take to the court. And as a proud partner of Georgia Tech basketball, Scana Energy is part of all the action. So make some noise for the Ramblin' Wreck and join my family and Scana Energy in cheering on the Yellow Jackets this season.
Sign up with Scana today and get up to $100. Call 877-GO-SCANA or visit scanaenergy.com/jackets for details. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the toughest jobs in law enforcement is telling a family that a loved one has been killed by a drunk driver. That's why Georgia law enforcement works every day to keep drunk drivers off the road. Every DUI arrest could be one less family to lose someone to drunk driving. You can help. Hand the keys to a designated driver or call a ride service. It saves lives and prevents a costly DUI arrest. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
Apartments.com has the most pet-friendly listings and realistic virtual tours. Now, we're taking it one step further by testing a cutting-edge new feature, virtual reality tours for pets. We'll just strap this headset onto Sprinkles here. Hold still, kitty. Hey, he's running amok. Uh-oh.
I don't think he likes this, sir.
Yeah, get the things off the kitty. Virtually tour pet-friendly listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Looking for the perfect game day, or really any day food? Panko Chicken is your answer. You've never tasted anything as crave-worthy as Panko's award-winning healthier chicken tenders, sandwiches, and their tacos are off the chain. It's Panko's unique Japanese-American spin that makes their chicken the crispiest, juiciest, and most flavor-packed chicken you've ever tasted. Panko also has a large selection of incredible vegan and vegetarian options. With locations throughout the metro area, it's easy to satisfy your healthy craving for the best chicken in Atlanta. Check them out at PankoChicken.com.
Latest on Yellow Jackets basketball. It's the Coach Josh Pastner Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Well, four of the last five games between Georgia Tech and Clemson have been decided by 5 points or less. So make sure you're here and making your presence felt in McCamish Pavilion this Wednesday. Your Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets and the Clemson Tigers ACC home opener for the Jackets, 7:30 when we get underway. Our network airtime at 7 o'clock. Final couple of minutes of the program, Coach. Tristan Maxwell, look, his first career start, can't do much better than 18 points, 5 threes, had a career-high 4 assists as well. It seems like another guy who, look, he's a rhythm scorer. Sometimes he needs a volume of shots to get into that rhythm, which may be antithetical or anathema to the type of system that you run. But how can he continue to grow in your rotation with what you're doing and fill a niche for you this year?
Well, let me just say this on Tristan. You know, a couple things. Number one is, You got to remember, he was the player of the year in the state of North Carolina.
I love the fact, too, he had missed 16 straight shots entering that game Saturday. First touch in the half court, that's going up.
Yeah.
And it went down.
Well, yeah. he was a state Gatorade, state player of the year in the state of North Carolina, scored over 2,500 points in his four-year high school career, has his jersey retired at his high school gym. So he was a decorated player. He just has not, there's been a lot of things, he's had some injuries his freshman year, had a personal thing he was dealing with. He had a son that was born that he had to take some time to get ready, to deal with that. And so he's just had some things, but he hit 7 threes last year in a game versus Boston College. And I have said this, this is really like Tristan's first year because he's been at every practice. He hasn't had things, whether it's injuries or some, personal things outside of basketball. And he's getting better. Yes, he started off a little slow with his shooting, but there's some things that he does well that doesn't always show up on the box score. I think he really moves the ball. He had not turned the ball over until the last game. He had his first turnover. But he's getting better. And I've said this. I actually thought next year he was going to be his breakout year, because I almost looked at next year was like kind of like his sophomore year in a sense, because this year is sort of like his first full year. And so I'm really proud of Tristan. He's gotten so much better. I'm so happy how he played on Saturday. Tristan can help us, and when he plays the right way and he's in a great spot, with great enthusiasm and positivity, he can really help us. He's really smart. I thought he was going to hit another one of those 7, 8, 9 three-point games, on Saturday. But when he's open, he's got to keep shooting the ball. He runs the floor. He knows how to play. Does one of our best jobs at throwing the ball ahead and also hitting guys, cracking guys on transition and on defensive rebounding. And so, like for seeing him make another 5, 6, 7 threes on Wednesday, that'd be cool.
You'd love to see it. Brad Brownell, probably less enthusiastic about that prospect. And I'm glad you mentioned the three-pointers, because this is the anniversary of the Georgia Tech school record for most made threes in a game by a player without a miss. Would you care to guess what that record is? Most made threes in a game without a miss. Well, how many?
Six.
6 for 6 is what you're going with? It's actually 5.
Okay.
It was Tony Akins.
Really?
Yeah. 5 for 5 versus Davidson, December 19th, 2001. And that has endured.
Just so you know, Mark Price and I talked yesterday. He's coming to the game on Wednesday, so maybe he can give us some osmosis. Even though we shot the ball really well on Saturday, hopefully get him in the stadium, in the arena, watching the game Wednesday. We'll get some shooting there, and we're looking right out of his retired jersey, right now up on the rafters.
There you go. Mark Price, hopefully he'll be here for a good show, and we'll make sure that you guys are here as well. Georgia Tech and Clemson, the ACC home opener. Last game before the holiday break for your Yellow Jackets. Can't wait to see you out there, and of course you can join us on the air for our pregame coverage at 7 o'clock. That wraps up this week's edition of the Josh Pastner Show. Our next show, January 2nd, 2 weeks off for the holidays.
Back I don't like January that. I want to be having a show even every day.
Hey, we'll talk to you on Wednesday. How about that, Coach?
There you go.
All right, he's Josh Pastner. I'm Andy Demetra. Have a great night, everyone. Thanks for watching.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the SUVs of the future for everyone. Like Ford Escape, Edge, or Explorer. All named IIHS top safety picks with specific headlights. One of the many reasons why so many love Ford SUVs. Because the SUVs of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford SUVs. Drive one today.
Folks, you don't have to play the game to change the game, and you don't need to be a scout to find the NASDAQ's most innovative players. You can become an agent of innovation by investing in Invesco QQQ, the ETF that gives you access to some of the top NASDAQ 100 companies, revolutionizing the sport you know and love. Huddle up with the NASDAQ's 100 most innovative companies in one ETF. Invesco QQQ is the official ETF of the NCAA.
There are risks involved with investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs are subject to risks similar to those of stocks. Investments focused in the technology sector are subject to greater risk and are more greatly impacted by market volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies traded on the NASDAQ. An investment cannot be made directly into an index. Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit Invesco.com for a prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully before investing.
Georgia is our home. That's why at Georgia Power, we're building the future of energy. Over the last decade, we've invested nearly $10 billion to strengthen the electric grid, installing new substations, upgrading transformers, moving power lines underground, and investing in cleaner energy. We're making the electric grid more resilient and reliable for you and for future generations. At Georgia Power, we know that making smart investments today prepares us to meet our customers' needs tomorrow.
You've been listening to the Coach Josh Pastner Show, live on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports. Join us each week of the season to get the latest on Yellow Jackets hoops and all things Georgia Tech athletics. We'll talk to you again next week right here on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.